Hi there, and welcome to this first in the new series of devotions out of the book of James. We're going to jump right in and start with James chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. James 1 verse 1 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Roger Ellsworth, in his devotional commentary on the book of James, says this: the book of James was written by the half-brother of Jesus. During Jesus' public ministry, James did not accept him as Messiah. But his unbelief came to a screeching halt when Jesus appeared to him as the risen Lord. He goes on to say that James ascended rapidly in leadership among the early Christians, and that the letter shows that James had a pastor's heart, and that he wrote from Jerusalem to Jewish believers who had been scattered by persecution. And James himself encountered persecution, being put to death in AD 62, according to the historian Josephus. It's noticeable in these first verses that James, in his very brief introduction, introduces himself as a servant and doesn't take any advantage of his status of Jesus' brother. And then, and I really like this about James, he dives right in and into the deep end, no less. He knows his audience and knows what is dominating their thinking. They've been scattered by persecution and their entire lives are shaped by that. Much like our lives are currently dominated by the coronavirus crisis. And so let's jump in with James. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that a testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James starts with a crazy command. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds. Bizarre. But let's first of all just make sure that we understand what he means by pure joy. Joy is more than happiness. In fact, sometimes it's not even happiness. It's a contentment and a peace, even when things aren't going your own way. Not simple happiness, and certainly not a masochistic enjoyment of pain. But is this crazy command to consider it pure joy when we're facing trials of many kinds? Is that realistic? Well, let's see where he's going before we write him off as deluded. He follows the seemingly crazy command with a tough reality. Whenever you face trials of many kinds. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But stick with James as he goes on. The whenever is an indication of the inevitability of pain and suffering. Something the Bible never shies away from, and James is no exception in this. In fact, a very quick way to identify a false gospel is when freedom from suffering is promised. Not only is there the whenever, the inevitability, but there's the trials of many kinds. James's audience were under persecution for their faith, and James understood this, but he's also conscious that that wasn't the only possibility. Illness, death, loss, pandemics, financial ruin, relationship breakdowns are among the almost endless possibilities of suffering and pain. And beware looking over the fence at your neighbor and comparing suffering. There's simply no benefit. Suffering is not a competition. We need to support one another, love one another, but don't fall into the trap of envying one person's lesser pain or boasting in your greater pain. We're all on an individual journey. But so far, James's crazy command isn't seeming any easier. And it's not going to get easier straight away. James goes on to say that there's a lengthy road. He says, consider it pure joy if you face trials of many times, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work. James says the trials are a check on the authenticity of your faith. Is your faith real? Is your relationship with Christ on solid ground? To be clear, this is not primarily about your salvation faith. This is about the ongoing trust you have in God. It seeks to drill in on the question, do you have confidence that God is loving, wise, and able, and has a good plan? And such things cannot be tested in an instant. You'll need to persevere and stay the course. It's a divine fitness program. It's like a gym contract. The pain of the first visit to the gym is not going to get you to your fitness goals. James says when you're under duress, when you're facing the trials of many kinds, don't bail out. Stick with it, because there is a point. There is a result worth pursuing. And then this all starts to make sense when he outlines the worthwhile destination. He says all of these things, facing many trials, considering it pure joy, persevering, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If you want to be the person God wants you to be, a person fully restored and healed from the damage and ravages of sin, not lacking anything of eternal worth, then the journey is an arduous one that includes pain. Do you desire maturity, that steady godliness that reflects Jesus? Then there's pain in the offering. Do you want to be complete, all that Jesus wants you to be? Then there are attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors that can only be pruned and changed in the school of hardship. And now, James's crazy command makes sense. We do not enjoy the trial, but we can look forward in confident hope to the good result. Paul echoes these same sentiments in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. As we navigate these extraordinary times with a worldwide pandemic, with the fear of disease and economic collapse, God is saying, take courage. Count it a privilege and a joy to be facing difficult times, because they provide a wonderful opportunity to move towards completeness and maturity. Gaining everything you need of eternal value. Many of you will know our story. On the 14th of January, our 20-year-old son was arrested for some very serious crimes. In the 10 weeks that followed, we were in and out of court, we were visiting him in prison, and then the coronavirus struck. And the first news we got is we were no longer going to be able to visit him in prison. And then we ended up in this strict lockdown. And the Tuesday after that lockdown was initiated, he was fortunately granted a court case. And in that morning, as I sat in that court with all of the drama, as the magistrate deliberated whether or not he should be given bail, one of the verses that came to mind were these verses from James. Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. It was hard. It was hard to be positive about something that was causing so much pain. But we have seen in our journey the benefits. We've seen the maturity that's come out of this pain. We're by no means the finished article. And if God spares us and keeps us alive for much longer, there'll be more pain. But we can count it joy that there is a destination that we want to get to. We want to be mature and complete so that we lack nothing of eternal value. May God sustain you as you joyfully persevere through these difficult times. Amen.